you've landed inside Launch Street, the Business Innovation Podcast, where we interview top innovators out there shaking things up so you can innovate, differentiate, and get further faster. Since you're here, we know you're the type of person that recognizes the importance of unlocking your innovation advantage so you can compete and win. And now, your host, the person that has worked with leading companies like Disney, Procter & Gamble, Arrow Electronics, the U.S. Army Research Labs, and Red Robin on upping their innovation advantage, Tamara Gontor.
Hey everyone, Tamara here. So good to have you join me on Inside Launch Street Podcast. Hey, guess what? I love that you are here, that you are on the Inside Launch Street Podcast. That makes me so happy that you're gaining the wisdom and the insight you need to be that confident everyday innovator, to step up and lead, to bring incredible value to your organization. I would love to engage with you further. So here's my personal invite from me to you. Jump on Facebook. In the search bar, type in Leadership and Innovation Community with Tamara Gontor, with me. That is our public Facebook group. It is where you will find innovation tools, resources, other expert interviews, expert guidance, some pull back the curtain successes and mistakes I've made. And it's really all tied together by my mission to unlock human potential and your ability to innovate. Come there, engage, we can connect, we can communicate, you can learn, you can ask questions. You know, it's the interactive portion of the podcast, so to speak. So go to Facebook, find the group, Leadership and Innovation Community with Tamara Gontor. We just launched it. We got people coming in. I'd love to see you there. Okay, let's talk about today's topic, which is time management isn't task management, it's priority management. Now, I think time management is a really important conversation to have for several reasons. First of all, it's internally driven, right? We've got to really be the ones to help manage our own time. Even when we've got other people sucking our time, which is often what it feels like, we've got to be the ones who kind of push back and find our own ability to make things a little bit easier, a little bit less stressful, a little bit allow more time and mental space back in our day. That really is, at the end of the day, on us. And when it comes to innovation, you know, I often hear from people, oh, tomorrow I don't have the time to innovate, right? Once I get through all my tasks, I'll get to innovation. Once I like do all the small stuff, I'll get to the big blue sky stuff. Now, if you've been with me a while, you know that our definition of innovation is something that is for everywhere, all the time, and for everybody. And that definition is this: thinking differently about what's right in front of you to create a competitive advantage. It's in my book, Innovation is Everybody's Business. It's on our in the Everyday Innovators Tribe, the membership platform. We talk about this all the time and help people find the opportunities to innovate. It is everywhere that I'm talking. I drive home that definition of innovation. And the reason I mention it here is because I just want you to remember that being innovative helps you. Actually, it allows you to work smarter, not harder. So this is a little bonus nugget because I wasn't expecting to get into this. I got a whole other bit of juiciness for you. But being innovative is smart time management. It allows you to create smarter solutions that are stronger, require less effort, that get you further faster. So I just want you to remember that from a mindset perspective. Innovation is for everything on your desk, everything in your life, thinking differently about what's right in front of you to create a competitive advantage. And it helps with time management in a big way. Innovation is time management. Okay, that's my little bonus nugget for you, because what I want to talk about today is priority management, because this also is the tangible, real-world, get-it-done tool for time management. So here's the thing. I am notorious for having these painfully long to-do lists. At one point, I had a to-do list, I'm not kidding you, 7 pages long, each line filled up with a task. I had so much to do. And I thought that categorizing the tasks into, you know, marketing, strategy, finances, whatever it was, project management, that would help me. But you know what? I swear, every time I crossed off one thing on my to-do list, three more things had to be put on. It was crazy town. I was in a constant state of overwhelm all the time. I could never catch up. So no matter how many Saturdays I took off to work, no matter how many mornings I got there before the sun even got up to get stuff done, I never got caught up. And I would try this method that I'm sure a lot of you have heard of. And if it works for you, great, but it never worked for me. And that was the whole grid where you put in like what's important versus urgent, like, and what's, I think it's easy versus hard at the bottom. There might be other language, but you get the point. It's the important versus urgent graph, right? And you're supposed to look at it and go, okay, these are urgent things that have to get done, but the important things can't fall off my list. So I'd categorize everything that way. But here's the thing. Everything felt important and urgent. Only a tiny amount of things ended up not in that list. So it didn't get me anywhere. I was in the same place where I started, this 7-page to-do list that just kept expanding every time I took something off. It was crazy. Then I read a book that changed my life and really helped me with time management. And I've pulled the book up on Amazon. We'll put a link to it in the show notes. And I want to share the one thing in there that rocked my world. And I would encourage you to get the book because it really does dig into why this works and how it works. There's so much more to the, and so many more insights in this book, but this is the thing that really stood out to me. So the book is called The One Thing, The Surprisingly Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results. And it's by Gary Keller. So Keller, you might recognize, the big multi-billion dollar paint company. Yeah, he's one of the founders of that. So here's why time management is priority management, because he was in the same place and struggling with all the stuff he had to do until every morning he would ask himself this one question. He would look at his to-do list and he'd say, what's the one thing by doing makes all other things easier or unnecessary? Let me repeat that. It's so powerful. What's the one thing by doing makes all other things easier or unnecessary? See why this is priority management? This book and that concept rocked my world. And again, there are so many great insights in that book, so I highly recommend that you go get the full book. Here's my tip and my advice for you on time management being priority management. And this is what I do every morning. I get up, I make my list, or actually I usually make my list the night before. I like to kind of walk away from my desk having my list done. And then in the morning, when I get to my desk, I look at my to-do list, and I ask myself that question, what's the one thing? And I go through it and I find it. It's always there. And I swear when I do that, it will knock off 4 other things on my list, or it will make them so easy that they just become, you know, 2-minute follow-ups in the moment. Prioritization makes a big difference. I used to just go down my list being excited when I check stuff off. Are you that person too? I'm totally that person. I will make lists just to be able to mark stuff off. I'll even put stuff on that list I've already done because I want that satisfaction of checking it off. But the problem with that is then I was mistaking checking off the stuff on my list with real productivity that move things forward. And those are actually not the same thing. Real productivity that move things forward is about prioritizing the tasks that really do make an impact. And that's what this book and that one question taught me. So there's really 2 things I want you to take away from this podcast and time management being priority management and innovation management. Number one is innovation will help you with time management because you'll work smarter, not harder. And the second part is it's priority management. Every morning, follow this guy's advice, Gary Keller, the one thing. Figure out what's that one thing that if you do that will make everything else easier or unnecessary. Now, some days I have a couple one things. I knock out the one big thing in the morning and then that leads me to a different one in the afternoon. Amazing. Either way, I'm saving time, I'm saving mental space, I'm organizing my list in a way that's actually prioritizing the things that are going to move the needle forward. All right, speaking of time management, I think we are complete here, and it's time to take action. I'm going to go look at my list and think about what's my one thing. I hope you do too. Tamara out.
Thanks for hanging with us on Inside Launch Street. If you know someone that is truly ready to unlock their innovation advantage, have them join you on Launch Street. Discover your innovation advantage. Build a team of high-performing innovators and ignite ideas and solutions that create massive impact. GOTO, LaunchStreet.com. Remember, innovators, if you don't take the leap, somebody else will.